So is it a complaint or an objection? Hey, everybody, John here with Milling Group and the BenefitX podcast. This is going to be one of the biggest tips I've learned in the past 5 to 10 years, and I implemented it, and I think it's going to really help you when communicating with people. This comes up a lot in the sales environment. So if you're in sales or in kind of any kind of selling, whether it's low pressure, inside sales, outside sales, doesn't really matter. This is going to really help you, but it really will apply even with your kids, spouse, if you're on a PTA board, or you're at a board of directors meeting, a church committee. Understanding this little thing will help you in communication. It's fascinating. When I learned this, I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish I would have learned this when I was 20. Because it would have made my life so much simpler and less stressful along the way. So here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to explain when someone says something or writes something or communicates to you, sometimes what they're saying is a complaint. They're just complaining. And sometimes what they're saying, it's an objection to something. And let me give you a little context. And first, I'm going to give credit where I learned this because I always do that. I want to give credit from the source material of how I learned these things. I learned this from Grant Cardone. And I learned this by being, our company invested in his Cardone University training program. And so it is amazing. So if you're thinking about it, it is well worth it. It is an investment. Yes, it is definitely an investment in your people. It's not some just low cost expense that you're like, hey, whatever. You have to view it, the money, as an investment. Because once you do and then you see the impact, it's worth the investment because it's going to empower and teach your people, whether they're in sales or not. It could be customer service. It could be leaders, managers especially. So the Cardone University platform is really designed for the whole company. It's not just for the salespeople. I've seen that, and it's really a little bit of a disservice because if you're in customer service, you're in administration, the tips he's teaching, some of it is sales related, but a lot of it can be, a lot of components are customer service or leadership or decision making. It's not just selling. So credit to Grant. This is an amazing program. You can get it as a single license or a team. I'm not selling this stuff. I'm just telling you it's well worth it. This is where I learned this. And this is where my team learned it. And I'm going to explain the situation where my team reminded me of this. I had forgotten the lesson. So let me give you some context. When people, let me give you a scenario, just general scenario, so you can kind of understand. Let's say you're talking, let's say I'm selling something to somebody and they say to me, wow, the price is really expensive. What I would normally think is that's an objection. And what I'd be trained to do as a salesperson or hearing that is to overcome it, right? So in the sales environment specifically, we are taught how to overcome objections. There are many books written on this. How do you overcome objections? Or I see this a lot in any industry, the top trainers or the people in the industry, if you ask them, what are the top 3 to 5 objections you always get? And they will tell you. And then, okay, let's practice overcoming or neutralizing those objections. And you role play and you script and you go through this whole thing. And no, that's fine. What it comes down to when you've been in sales for a while, and I've been in it, over 20 years. So I've seen that the objections kind of all come down to a few basic categories. So what you're taught is when you hear it, you're like, oh, that's an objection. So I need to overcome it. I need to say something. And here's the lesson that we learned. It's so simple. You have to ask in your head, like you have to pause when you hear it or read it. So sometimes this is via in the emails or text message. It's not always a spoken word. Sometimes it's a different form. Is this a complaint? Are they complaining? Or is this an objection that they need to overcome for themselves? When I heard this, I'm like, what a complaint. And the training was, yeah, they might just be complaining. They don't want you to overcome it. They don't want you to neutralize it. They don't want you to come back with 18 points about why that objection's not valid or why they're that silly for thinking that, or, oh, you probably didn't think of that. You know, that mental process, it might be a complaint. And it's actually not an objection. So when you hear these things as a salesperson specifically, these come up all the time. And what I've learned and I've practiced and I've implemented, and sometimes I forget. So, you know, what I'm going to suggest is you write a little sticky note somewhere. Put it like complaint slash objection or complaint or objections. Give yourself a little reminder just to have it fresh top of mind, because your instinct and everyone's instinct, I'm pretty sure, until you break the habit, is to immediately respond, right? You don't pause. You don't ask any questions. I'm not saying you. I'm saying 80%, 90% of people do the typical thing. And what I'm trying to say is, if you want to be in the top 1 to 2 to 3%, but make your life a lot less stressful, and it's not about manipulating anybody, it's about relaxing yourself and, like, hey, making sales fun and making the other person relax too. It's not just me being relaxed. This will relax the person or the people or the environment or the situation. I hope that's making sense. This is clearly a way to just be like, hey, it's so simple. And when you do it for the first time, you're going to have a little smile on your face. Be like, wow, I wish I would have done this the whole time. This is so much easier. Nobody likes confrontation. I don't like memorizing objections. And, you know, no one likes that. And the people that you're saying it to can sense it. In today's world, there's access to information. So they can kind of sense. They may not know exactly what's going on, but they sense. All right, enough. So you ask yourself, is it a complaint or objection? If someone, and here's the analogy that I like to think about. If I'm outside walking to lunch with one of my employees and they say, man, it's hot outside in the middle of the summer. Is that a complaint or is that an objection? That's a complaint, right? They're complaining. They're not looking for you to overcome that objection. And this is what typically you would say, right? So let's say I'm walking to lunch and I schedule this nice lunch for my whole team, and we'll walk outside in the middle of summer. It's 100 degrees with 100% humidity. And someone says, man, it's hot outside. And I go, you know, actually it's not. Actually it's been hotter early in the year. And actually, you know, the humidity is a little lower. And the reason it's hot is probably because you're wearing long sleeves and a jacket. Like, if you took that off, and maybe if you exercise a little more, you wouldn't be so overweight. But right, those are overcoming objections in the worst possible way. I'm giving you an extreme example. Instead, if they said, man, it's hot outside, and you're like, I know it is, man. Holy cow. You agree. That's the tip. You agree first. You change your instinct from snapping back and trying to neutralize it or overcome it or dismiss it. And I've done this a lot. Like, I'm not perfect at this technique. I'm not perfect. I am constantly. So when I record this, it's like, oh my gosh, I gotta remember to do this more. Or dismiss it. Like, no, it's not. Come on now. It's hot outside. Jeez, grow up. Like, that is not probably pretty good for communicating with people. Like, that's not going to make you feel good or make them feel good. So you immediately agree. And once I started doing this, and the way you agree is not, it's not meant to be phony. So here's how I say things like this. And it changes, right? If someone says that, like, man, it's hot outside. No kidding. Man. Because it is. It is hot, right? That's the truth. It's hot, and I'm with you. Hey, I'm with you. I hear you. I got you. Yeah, man, no problem. Absolutely. Like, there's different ways you can agree without saying, I agree. It's just the tone and how you respond to that. And you go, man, I'm with you. I know. Whew, because it's a complaint. But so many times in sales, we're taught to wait for the response, right? We say something. We ask for something, we request something, we make a statement, we have a proposal, whatever the situation is, and whatever they say, we react to it. Maybe instead of responding to it, it's a little bit different, right? Reacting like, boom, no, it's not. Oh, hey, let me tell you why. Let me tell you this. Actually, it's not. Like you attack them instead of defending them. And my partner Laura has this phrase all the time. If you attack them, they will defend themselves. naturally. It's a human instinct. If you attack someone like by what you say or what you do, they will defend themselves. If you defend them, they will attack themselves. It's like a little just psychological thing that is human nature. So is it a complaint or is it an objection? Let me give you a real life situation. And this is a situation where we landed a $1 million client because of this one thing. I believe. Now, it may not have been just this one thing, because it's never just one thing, right? But this is the way it felt in the moment. A couple years ago, we were talking to a potential company, plumbing company, blue collar, good sized company, well known, been kind of trying to work with, had been working with them for a couple years with in some different areas. And we were making a full out pitch for all their benefits. Okay. So we had like little pieces of it before. So now we're coming in. We have the owner, the founder, or the president and the founder, and then the team, right? Like the operations and HR all there. Going through our thing, we're doing a great job. We're showing them all kinds of cool, great stuff. Like our solution was amazing. There was no doubt from what we did that it was going to save them a ton of money, make the benefits better. The employees were going to love it. Our service model was amazing. Like there was that we had checked all those boxes. We already worked with them. We know their staff. So it was like, this is a no-brainer. Like we've got everything. This is a perfect setup. At the end of the meeting, the owner, the president, said something like, you know, this is going to be tough. This is going to be a tough one to make happen. Because, you know, we're really loyal to this company and it's going to be hard to say this to them. It was something like that. My memory's not that perfect. I don't remember, but it was kind of along those lines of, you know, this all sounds great, but this is going to be a tough one. So when I heard that, I'm like, oh, no, what happened? It's falling apart. Like that's the person speaking in the moment when we're going to sort of get a feel for, is it a go or no go, right? And we're running out of time to make this decision because of the time of year. You know, this is going to be tough. I mean, we know these people, we've been doing business a long time. And when that was said, we had just gone through this training, a few weeks before this moment. And I remember being with, I think it was one other person, maybe there were three of us in the room, three from our side. And thankfully, no one, the instinct when you're with a team like that is someone's going to jump in and go, no, actually, you know, hey, look at what I've showed you. Look at all the money we're going to sell you. You defend that's an objection, right? So you neutralize it, you jump on it. And with three people, having silence is hard. So someone's going to say something that changes the whole dynamic of the conversation. And so luckily that didn't happen. And luckily I paused. For some reason, I remembered, is this a complaint or an objection? And I didn't really process that in the moment. What I said, though, was, hey, I know, John, you're right. It is. It's a hard decision. That's great. You're loyal. You know, it really is. And that's something you guys are going to have to talk about. But when you put everything in totality into that, we've been with you for a number of years with working with them and with other things, but eventually you're going to have to make that call. You're going to have to tell them, yes, you've outgrown the relationship. Like we have to move on. We have some new strategies that we were not aware of. You didn't bring to us. And these are some things we need to try. So we appreciate all that work, but we've kind of outgrown that strategy. We need to move somewhere else with some new advisors. And that's kind of what I said. And that was it. And I shut up. I'm pretty sure I shut up. And so did my team. He's like, all right, okay. And at that moment, you know, like the meeting's over, like, hey, okay, well, thanks so much. Let us know, you know, no hard pressure close. We walk out the door and 5 minutes later, we get, it was either a phone call or an email from the HR person saying, let's go, we want to work with you guys. 5 minutes after we had left the building, driving away. I get back to the office. And one of my key account manager, Melanie, says, and I was like, we're like, yeah, oh my God. And I explained, she wasn't in the meeting. And I explained, I don't think she was. She might have been there. I don't remember. But she said, I recapped the situation. She said, John, that was a complaint. That wasn't an objection. And she brought to focus what I knew internally was realizing but couldn't verbal. I didn't know it was going on. I'm like, oh my God, you're right. That's what I said. I said, I agree. And it was so sincere. She's like, yeah, you were being honest. It is hard. I get it. I'm with you. I feel that for you. Like, it wasn't a sales line. It was me being real and sincere, but I had paused. And for some reason in my brain, I must have remembered that. And I didn't even know I was doing it until I got back to the office and she said, that was a complaint. If you would have tried to, you know, it might have turned out the same way, you know, I don't know. But you handled it exactly right, which is why 5 minutes, they made the decision in 5 minutes. And it felt great in the meeting. I had confidence. I had posture. I didn't feel needy. I was relaxed. Sure, I was nervous. I wanted to work with the company because I knew we could do a great job. Right? It was a large account. Like, we were like, this is going to be great. But that is what happens when you pause and you understand the difference between a complaint and an objection, and you kind of train yourself to be very humbled and honest when you hear it. And just if you hear what they're saying, you're like, yeah, I know it is. I'm with you. I hear you. You're right. I totally agree. And it can be in all kinds of situations. And it's so disarming for people. When you do this, you're going to sense that the conversation, the energy between that environment can be very tense or stressful and go very relaxed, because they're going to let their wall down. They're like, this person's not trying to sell me and tell me something, trying to convince me something that I know. Hey, this is hard. Don't tell me it's not. Right? That's what happens when you come back at them and go, hey, you know, I'm sure you've made lots of tough decisions as a business owner. Like, I could have said that. That would have been posturing, right? Come on, man. You're the president. How hard is it? Like, there was lots of things where you could have gone really aggressive back to that kind of comment. That would have felt very unnatural. Not that I would never say that, but in that moment, when we're all done, I was like, this is it. Let's do it. It was so perfectly aligned. And so I hope this is helpful. A little longer than I wanted. Let us know if we can ever help you in anything. MillenGroup.com. And I hope this has made an impact in your business, in your career, in your relationships. And I would just say, you have to practice this. It will not be automatic. And you'll find yourself reacting and you'll catch yourself. You're like, oh crap, I just did that. And that's all right. Give yourself some grace.